You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in ball club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size
like,
and everything else, they just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree
trying to manufacture.
The hand was freaking out.
Into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. A movie
right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
What you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the cypress knee, and he was talking to Moxie Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Walls. Sasquatch doing his brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Stomp.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Discardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-77. That's 347-996-5877. Just dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Yay! Everyone's doing good.
It sounds good, too. Here we go. Delayed horn.
And I got to tell you, there is mellow yellow jello out on the prairie. It is happening, son. There are things going on like we never thought would be happening. I got to tell you, I made a little jaunt down to Prescott. My son called me today. You guys don't get to hear much from TJ, but he'll be on here tonight. There's something going on really big down in Kentucky, and I'm going to mass a hunt going on probably this weekend. So yours truly is going to be going down there, and I'm assembling some of the best in the nation to what we're going to happen. But we won't know that until TJ gets out there with one of the other hackers down there in Middlesbrough. We'll have him talking about that real quick. How are you feeling, by the way?
Hey, I feel great. Couldn't be better.
That's wonderful. That is wonderful. You know, all the accolades and the love and the prayers that went out to you while you were having that operation, I got to tell you, I thought you were a head of state. Either that or a president of a country, Marco.
Well, let me tell you, all those well wishes and prayers did a little miracle. I got out, instead of coming out on Wednesday or Tuesday or Wednesday, I got out on Saturday. I went to work on Monday.
That is incredible. Just totally, totally incredible. Well, you're back and you're stronger than ever. And I'll tell you what, those little prayers that came in from all over the world helped a lot, good buddy.
I know they did. I'm a firm believer of that.
Yeah, you know, there's so much going on right now, Marco. I'm beside myself. I got to tell you. And let me tell you something. You know, my son don't call with anything happening unless it's a real deal. I want you people to understand that out there, okay? Yeah. My TJ does not. He's been through it all. He's been through it with me and the team and everything else. And the only reason why he'll call is if he knows it's hot. That's right, baby. Sizzling. You touch it, it burns. Okay. And we'll find out tomorrow, so you stay tuned, because if you see the old man taking the great white bird on the next 2 days after that, you know there's something going on. Without any further ado, let me go ahead and give a little shout-out to some of our fans.
Okay.
I got to tell you, my gentle giant up there in Northern Cal, Steve Cothran, I did get your email, son, and things are going well. Thank you for all the tidbits, and I hope that this new venture pans out to be a lot better than the old one. Ladies and gentlemen, I met some gals in Farmersville, Louisiana. That's next to Monroe. Hello, girls. Met him at a rental place. The girl, the mom said, oh, I know that guy. I saw him on TV. He come over and said, you're the Bigfoot Hunter guy. Wow. Just a little shout out. Give him a little horn, would you?
Sure will. What, to my delayed horn here, but that's okay.
did you play? There you go. Okay, good buddy. Dave O'Giovanni, ladies and gentlemen, down there in Nevada, Las Vegas. One of a kind produce. This guy is the man. And all you restaurateurs and casinos and all that, you want any good produce, the real deal, you go out there, you call Dave O'Giovanni. It's called One of a Kind Produce, ladies and gentlemen. This man is a real dude. He's from the East Coast. He has his shit together. And I'm honored to meet him. My brother up in Montana on the Blackfeet Rez, him and his family, Bruce Schilt. What up, bro? Miss you, love you, mean it. Gerald up there in Prescott. It was good meeting you, man. He's one of those UFO guys, and there's no nonsense. We're going to be hearing from his girl here pretty soon. Chuck Creel, Alabama, man. You got rained out, I heard, last week. Well, get ready, son, because you and Rob and Greg is welcome and Jan is welcome. You guys want to come. If I get the okay from tomorrow from TJ, I get the green light, you guys are welcome to come on out. And the old man will be back on the road again. We'll be making headlines. 1, 2, 3. I want to say hello to Holly up there in Washington. That's Don Monroe's daughter. She's back single, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, back at ya. Since I've known her in the last 5 years. She's been married two or three times anyway. Greg Worthington, Georgia. Thanks, buddy, for your support. You're the bomb, pal. To my girl, Connie up in Canada. You've got to love that woman. She is the bomb. Becky in Washington. Can never forget you, kid. Susan, Minnesota. Always had a warm place in my heart, girl. Pat from Nebraska. Whoever said that state was flat. Bo in Alabama. Man. I'll put you up against anyone in this world. You're the kindest, sweetest girl in the world. Frankie from Mississippi. Frankie, what can one say about you that already hasn't been said? She's one hell of a girl. And then my bookends down there in Nevada, the Leslies, they're fantastic. And, of course, the girl that's done it up. Gigi from Peavy. Gigi, are you sure? I mean, those are my girls, my cheerleaders, the ones that stand behind what we do each and every week. Thank you, girls. I want to say hello to my scientific team, Miss Melba, Shannon, and, of course, Richie. Without you guys, there's no me. Stacy and Lenny Freitas, Wisconsin, congrats on that new baby, kids. I am so proud of you guys. AK in Arizona. I hope you're on the mend, buddy. Holler at me a little later, would you? Brian up in Lake Tahoe. Good to hear from you, good buddy. Frank Kosovar and Linda, his wife. Boy, this guy's been holding the fort down for us, ladies and gentlemen, up there in Seligman, Arizona. Thanks for the hospitality. That Route 66 root beer is off the chain, dude. Tom and Sasha, my brother from another mother. Where would I be without you, buddy? Mike T. from Ohio. Hi back at you. Haven't forgotten you. Tom Panic, Iowa. Wants to know is how could he listen to our show, Marco, on his cell phone? He says he's been with us forever. Now he's got one of these new fantangled deals. So maybe you can tell him how to do that. Glenn Peters. He's a firm believer and supports everything we do, ladies and gentlemen. Fred Cavallaro, he's a truck driver, listens to our show faithfully every week. He wants to know how he can get involved. Give me a jingle. You know how to get in touch with me. I'm the most visible Bigfoot hunter in the world. Don't be afraid. Let your fingers do the walking. Paul McKinney, Utah. Hey, Paul, you look like a big white Bigfoot. He sent me a photo. I'm going to put it on the website here, you guys. I'm telling you straight up. You'll see it. You'll see it all. Kudos and salutations to everyone around the globe, ladies and gentlemen. We got a stud-studded show here for you tonight. Let me say hello to some of our people. Lance Garrison, Tree Hugger. Bill Green, how are you, good buddy? Good to see that you're with us. Jan Allen, how are you? Get ready. You may be coming with us, Jan. Rex Howdy Shell, my son from another mother. How are you? The Snake Man, Bruce Shoopy. How are you, Bruce? I got to tell you what, Bruce. They ain't nobody. You think that Billy is good? This guy, Bruce Shoopy, is the best, baby. Darla Barr. Oh, man. She gave me a call the other day. She said, Tom, something going on. You better be out here. So we're going to stop there. Mark, you got to start the show one more time, buddy.
Yep.
What is that gargling going on in the back?
That's you.
Me?
That's you. But that's okay. It'll clear up. It should.
Okay. Well, without any further ado, let's get down there to Arizona and talk to Tricia.
Hi, Tom.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Just fine.
It's good to hear your voice once again. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you, Tricia was the gal that had taken some photos. She's that wildlife photographer. And she has some interesting stuff. Uh-huh. I'm talking some real interesting stuff. She got me so excited, I went out to Prescott last week to see her. Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh. So is it true that the Bigfoot hunter does come out when people call?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. So here's the key, ladies and gentlemen. She's got a plethora. A plethora, I don't know how to spell it, but it sounded good, of pictures all over the place. But I got to tell you something. The ones that I saw blew me away. Totally blew me away. You're going to actually see them. We need confirmation. They're over with analysts right now, ladies and gentlemen. It shows the genitalia of a male Bigfoot. Aroused! Can you imagine that? The male genitalia aroused. You will freak out. How far away, Tricia, were you when you took these photos?
I was very far away. I really had to crop it to find out. And I was trying to see the face of the Bigfoot. And it just happened to be inside underneath those rocks. And it happened to be with its legs apart. And it was all shook, I guess you'd say.
Ladies and gentlemen, did you hear what she said? Its legs were apart. It got shook up. And what she's trying to say, she's very too kind. This thing got excited. It got aroused. Why did it get aroused? There were female Bigfoots in the vicinity. Is that correct, Tricia?
Yeah. The female is to the left, sitting out on a ledge.
Honey, I know it. Okay, I saw it.
Hiding underneath.
Yes, and I was in shock, ladies and gentlemen. We're just going to get a few tidbits here because it is with the expert as we speak. They got delivery of it this morning at 9:50. He called me and told me where he's got some interesting photos. I think he even said to me that he sees the female holding the young.
Right, the one with the baby.
That's it. That's it, Tricia. Well, Tricia, tell my audience, your minds, because, you know, they're getting stimulated now. They're stimulated, getting aroused. Tell them how this whole thing came about.
Well, I was just out there photographing. Oh, by the way, I wanted to tell everybody, I think the date is Valentine's Day.
Wow. You mean to tell me you think Bigfoot gets in love, too, and they eat chocolate flowers?
I think so on Valentine's Day. Yeah. And when I brought the photos home and I put them into my little tiny computer, my netbook, it's only 8.5 inches, and I started noticing things, and I kept cropping things closer, and when I finally got to that, I noticed something under the rock, got to the face, and when I was working on the face to see if I could see it, the computer happened, I'm very illiterate when it comes to a computer, the computer went back to the prior one, and when it did, it showed the whole body, and here it stuck out, and I hadn't even been looking down there, I was looking up at the face, to tell you the truth. In fact, I looked up gorillas, because I thought it might just be a stick or a twig in front of it, and I thought that's a very well-placed twig or stick, so I looked up gorillas. And it said gorillas, when they're aroused, are only 1 to 2 inches. And this definitely is not. So when they prove that this is a real photo, it'll prove that it's not a gorilla. It has more bands than it does gorilla.
Some pretty incredible stuff, I got to tell you.
And let's see, the next thing I got, I went out photographing again a couple days ago. Even in a more remote spot than I was, and I have some weird things on my photos again.
What'd you get now?
Well, I've got a picture of what looks like Bigfoot. He's closer to me than in the other ones. It's not real far away. And then I got this thing. I have no idea what it is, and it looks, well, I thought it was a plant, like a purple little plant, like a root to eat, but I started looking around it, and very thin and round and in blue, it looked kind of like a cow does when he goes to the bathroom, but in the middle of it, it looked like maybe something had bitten off a finger, swallowed it, and then went to the bathroom with it, because it looks like a Bigfoot finger in it.
Oh, my God.
You know what
I'm
thinking?
No, I got to tell you this. I got your email, baby. I'm going to try to help you. Anybody out there in around the globe, this gal does some fantastic photography. Our computers are crashing, and she needs some help. So if anybody's got a laptop and can find it, the kindness in their heart, to lend her one or give her one or donate one to her and her research, she can use one right now. So anybody who has one, just give me a call. I'll put you in contact with her.
Anything that's dependable, it doesn't matter how old the laptop or whatever, but it's coming up with things and it's taking off my data. And I've only got the 8.5-inch little laptop, little netbook.
Okay, fantastic. Well, listen, honey, you keep us informed, and as soon as the expert...
Oh. Wait a minute. I have one more thing to just say to you. When we were out there, we heard something. There was something on the ground.
Uh-oh. What'd you hear?
Well, my friend heard more than a couple. And then I heard when I went around the other side, I went around the back because something had stopped. And I heard two of them. Well, I got this feeling to write something down. And I wrote down dot, dot, dash, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why I wrote that. And when I looked it up, because it sounded like Morse code,
mm-hmm.
It said, it am I. Like it was saying, you know, that's what it is. It am I. And then it sounded only twice for me with the two dots. That means I. So there was something, and there is a picture that looks like a Bigfoot in it. Even my friend doesn't know that because I found it after he left. So. Wow.
Okay, darling. Well, thank you for sharing with us. I'll keep you apprised of everything that goes on.
Oh,
and,
sure. Yeah, please do.
And by the way, thanks so much for
accepting
our...
Good luck with your son, Kentucky.
Stay tuned because he's coming on right now. Listen to the story.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, thanks so much. Bye-bye. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, that was Trisha out there outside of Prescott, AZ. We'll keep you apprised of everything that goes on. You know, you hear me shucking and jiving with her and everything. What else can you do when you see the genitalia of a Bigfoot? And I got to tell you something. It really does look like it. And the damn thing was aroused. So we'll get all the stats on it and let you guys know. Without any further ado, I want you guys, you haven't heard from my son in a long time, TJ. He called. There's some action going on. TJ, you out there?
I am here.
How are you, son?
I am excellent.
Share it with our listeners around the globe. Tell us exactly what's going on down there. Because to get you off of your butt to go out in the field, it's got to be pretty amazing. And to get the ear of the old man that's ready to get on the great white bird is even more amazing. Tell us everything.
Absolutely. You know, I got to preface this, but I was sitting here, and about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I was talking to friends here in the area. You know, as a kid, I was telling them, everything that stuck in my head with my old man was Memorial Day, Labor Day. Memorial Day, Labor Day. And he told me that these are when these creatures move. And with the past couple years of being on the road with you and you telling us where to go and where to be and us getting the calls from the state below, it stuck in my mind, okay? So, you know, I've been off the loop here for a while, out of the net, whatever you guys want to call it, and doing my own thing, you know, taking care of the family. And last September and August, if you guys recall, I called in, and we had a sighting, and I went and investigated it with some local people in Tennessee, okay? And I told them, you know, with the time we had, you actually sent Bob and Rob down here, and we did what we could, but it was near the ending of that migration period. Well, I am busting my butt working, you know, just normal everyday Joe stuff. I'm at a gas station here 3 or 4 days ago in my hometown, and not realizing I'm wearing a name tag and, you know, everything that I'm wearing for my work, and a guy walks up to me and goes, "Are you a Biscardi? Are you the Biscardi?" And I kind of shuffle back and go, "Whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here?" Then I realize it's somebody that's, you know, obviously a Bigfoot enthusiast. And I go, "Yes, I am. What's going on?" And he starts explaining to me that him and his female companion were up here in Kentucky, Tacky Creek. So let me explain Tacky Creek, okay, guys? Before last year, we explained that we were in Harrogate, Tennessee. There's this mountain range that separates Middlesbrough, Kentucky, and Harrogate, Tennessee, that travels up into the Powell Valley all the way up into Virginia. And on this mountain range are many, numerous abandoned coal mines that travel from down in Georgia, up in Virginia, for miles that have been abandoned. So he started explaining to me that he's sitting up in Tacky Creek with his female, doing whatever he's doing, and he starts hearing noise, and his girl starts getting scared. Now, they obviously do this an awful lot, but I explained to him, "Have you been up there at this time of year?" And he says, "No, not." Because you have to understand, this whole mountain range has been off limits to most people because it's been a privately owned watershed. It just has been bought out by Tennessee or Kentucky, whoever. And it's been made public land recently. So people are starting to get up into it. Well, he told me the story. Well, him and his girlfriend were sitting there looking at something probably 50, 60 yards off into the wood line that they don't know what it is. He said, maybe it's a bear. Then he started saying to himself that it can't be because he's a horseman. And he explained to me that it was 45 to 50 hands high. You guys do the math. I just explained to him, what, is that 6, 7, 8 feet? He told me, yeah, right around there. The spread on the eyes was a hand and a half wide. Now, most bears that are around here, the spread may be a hand. This, to me, is credible and valid. This is kind of nuts. This guy starts, he tells me, I tried to get a hold of you through the website. Well, I don't check my emails anymore. I don't answer the phone calls off the service anymore. You know, it gets sent all the way through California. I'm doing other things. So I said to myself, I got to check this out. I got a hold of a friend who's a police officer locally, and I asked him, here's a gentleman who's told me about this. Is he credible or not? Because we've got, you know, this is a small town, and if people in this town are known or they're not. Or there's somebody who is somebody. And he told me he's not one of the degenerates. He's not somebody that's really known, but he's not somebody that's going to bull. So tomorrow night, I'm going up into the woods, Hackett Creek, with a pal of mine here that's local, and we're going to check this out. Now, guys, understand, Memorial Day, Labor Day. We are right after the Memorial Day holiday. They are starting to migrate again. Here they're moving to that Powell Valley Alley again. And I have just found out that this is a major corridor. The miners have stopped mining. There are miles of mines going through this valley. We're going to find something. And when I do, well, you heard it. He's coming out. Guess what was thin? In, and it's not a snake. It's going to be me climbing through them caves.
You know what, son?
Yeah.
It's going to be like the old days. I can't wait. All I need is that call from you, no matter what time it is. And the old man will be out there. I already made some calls already to the surrounding area. Rob Price will be there with us. Chuck Creel will be with us. Greg Worthington will be with us. Jan Allen, if you're listening out there and you want to go, you can hook up with Chuck. His rig can sleep four. And I'll tell you what, for me, now you just listen to me and everybody around the globe. This is the real Bigfoot hunter. This is Tom Biscardi himself. He's got his son with him right now. I'm telling you, I get that call tomorrow, I'll be on the road. I'll be on the air. We'll have everybody in the world out there. We'll find out what's going on. Son, I'm waiting with bated breath. All I need is your call. Without any further ado, I'll have a small army out there, and if it's there, we'll find it.
Absolutely. I know you will. I know you'll be here. You just got to wait until... It'll be in the morning hours of Friday because we're leaving after I get off work tomorrow at 10 o'clock. So if I'm going out there after 10 o'clock, when I get off work after working my 10-hour day, trust me, there's something going on here. I'll let you know.
Hey, like I told everybody already, I said for my kid to get jazzed and say, hey, there's something out there, and to call me because he knows not to call me with bullshit. All right, this is my son. Those of you who know Tommy or TJ, they know that we chip off the old man's block. We don't fool around. For him to call me, it's got to be something serious. The second call will be very important. Because then after that is when the plan goes into action. Those of you who I called already, be at the ready. Because those are the ones that I'm going to have out there, and this could be the time we make history, ladies and gentlemen. Son, thank you. I love you. I'll wait for your call tomorrow.
Middlesboro, Kentucky, the world, thank you. Bye.
Bye. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Straight up, I'll tell you right now, that boy calls me Friday morning, either Friday afternoon or Saturday morning. I'm gone. I'm history. I'll be out there quicker than hell. I just can't wait. I just can't wait, ladies and gentlemen. Without any further ado, I want to get out to another place from, I think she's in the Virginias right now, but she was living in Kentucky. She was a gal who was supposed to be on last week. Incredible, incredible gal. She saw a creature. She's taken pictures of the creature. And she had frequent visits to her land. Let's welcome Jody, ladies and gentlemen. Are you out there, darling?
Hey, I'm here.
How you feeling, first of all, sweetheart?
All pretty good.
You okay?
Nervous.
Yeah. Don't be nervous. Listen here. Let's take a minute's break and let's try to make some money. We're going to go to commercial real quick. On the other side, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear everything from this woman's story. Marco, let's go to commercial.
Here we go.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up in Boston.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like breaking day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is sized like
everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody was manufactured.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Big what creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Back to you, Tom.
Hey. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I'm jazzed right now. I got to tell you, all right? Been a while. I was out last week in Prescott. Felt good. Been out there in the brush again, okay? But now, to be back with my son, my firstborn, ladies and gentlemen, and then my other sons from kin from other mothers that become like my own boys, Chuck and Greg and my new boy, Rob. We're going to be together. My boy calls. You know where we're going to meet. We're going to all hook up. Jody, talk to me, honey. Tell me everything.
Well, first, can I just say hi to somebody out there that's really listening? That believe me, my nephew Josh and my sister Christy.
Okay.
I want to give them a shout out. Okay, my story. Well, it started when we first moved in that house.
Okay.
And that first night, and it was around 12:30. And I noticed something big roaming around the house. And, you know, you try to find an answer for that. It was pitch black. And it didn't show itself yet to me till a little bit later. And this creature, I call it the hairy man. Very large. One's around 10 foot. And they started coming down to our house, me and James. And they started hanging out, charging it a lot to move away from the fire when they want hot dogs. It's like when we're cooking out. And they do have male genitals. I have seen that when that woman was saying that. I have seen those. And the female looks like us, I believe, but it's covered with hair and it's hard to tell. But and they do have young, and they do travel in groups. I do know that. And some reason, we did make peace with them. We tried to leave them food, a lot of salmon, and they would come and get that. And when I was one time late with the salmon, me and Jane went up there, and my back was to it, and Jane was standing below me. It would toss the salmon can at me to feed it some more, and I would bend down and leave salmon. And it started coming to the house more. And it broke our back door open, and the dog wouldn't even bark. I mean, the dog wouldn't even bark in the house. They were quiet, and it would slap. It slaps a lot. It would slap the floor and make grunt sounds, noises, growls. And it can speak human, but you can't understand it. It's like it's real fast talking. And then one time we come face-to-face where I wouldn't, I mean, we come face-to-face before, but I always knelt down and looked at the ground. I gave it, you know, I let it win. The only time I ever pulled a gun on it was when I thought that was the night we was going to die. It come to the door.
Take your time. Your time, honey. We're with you. Don't worry. Don't worry, baby. You're okay. You're amongst friends.
Yeah, me and Jade sitting there, heading to the door. Heading to the door was open, and it came face to face with me. And we stood our ground, and it stood in. And I had the gun in his face. And I thought that was the night we were going to die. And there was more than one. There was quite a few of them out there. And that was the scariest. And after that, you know, I started just, I'd go back gaining packs, and I started feeding them a lot more. You know, it backed down finally from me. And it would do things, it destroyed things, it would take my boards away from my barn I was building, and it would do things to me like that. It would leave me gifts. I mean, it would leave me like grinding tools, like grinding corn, you know, with these sandstone, you know, those tools they Indians used to use years ago. It would leave me gifts, but it was like, you know, no one knows until they see it what they're facing. And I learned how to take pictures of them because one night I said, they're smarter than we are. And so we put a camera out in the open on the air conditioner so they can see it. And I hid one in the tree facing that camera. I said, everybody's running around trying to take pictures. And I said, this way, they'll come out if I find the camera themselves, leave it out in the open. So what they did, there was three of them. One that's around 10 foot, and there were some younger ones. And they come about 9:30, 10 at night, and Jane yells, there they are, you know, and we can watch them on our screen. And two of them got on all fours, and the big one stood at the corner of the house looking down at the camera. The other two were studying it, but they wouldn't get in front of the lens. But they didn't realize I had another camera in the tree facing them. And this is during the time Matt Moneymaker was supposed to be helping us. All he wanted was the footage and everything. And, you know, trying to help us deal with this. And so, you know, we got him on the camera. We got him on the film. And then Matt Moneymaker found out I was talking to somebody else about these balls of light that we were seeing with these creatures. You know, these balls of light would come around and look at us and study us, and then the creature would come down. And then Matt, I don't know if he took the footage or what, but, you know, and then scared me all the time with the helicopter, you know, coming down to our house. And I'm telling you, these people need to learn that these things are not easy to spot as you think. I mean, I learned one thing, how to study them, how to understand them. And it was like, after facing it down with that gun, you know, face to face, it's like, they're smart, they're human, they're not an animal. It's some kind of a human, of some kind of being. And they're more intelligent than we are, I think. Because if that ball of light can come down with them, that has something to do with them. And I learned, let them come to you. You know, if you know what area you're going to, like they're going to Kentucky. You know, like use deer antlers. Hit the tree with the deer antlers. Something about deer antlers. Just three whacks at a time or so. Use rocks, three whacks. And then use cameras, facing cameras. For some reason, if you hide a camera deep and put one out in the open and let them see that one, they'll think it's that one. And if you get them studying that camera, it'll blow you away. I mean, they're smart.
Listen, I want to ask you a question, Jody, and I share in your sorrows. I share and have sympathy for your pain that you're experiencing right now.
Well, I have a lot of nightmares over it.
Now, listen to me closely now. You mentioned that guy, Moneymaker. Did you get
him
the film? What did he do with the film that you gave him, the footage?
They come to my house, James' house, and I told him, I said, I was getting some help. You know, they helped me through this, me and Jane. and studying it. And we want the camera and the films and the tapes. And they sent some Marine dude down there. And he didn't get some of them, but he got most of them. He got one where I had the whole family on there with the baby and the mom and the father, I reckon. Where the male was carrying one of the toddlers on his shoulder, and then the mother would carry the babies. She didn't let him carry them. But the younger ones, like the toddlers, you know, or adolescents, I don't know, he would carry them on their shoulders sometimes, on the male's shoulders.
Well, let me ask you, did he give it back to you?
No.
There is
rights because he used his cameras.
Have you asked him for it back?
After he dogged us on the internet, I have not heard from him since.
No, it's a shame. You know, people work so hard to get pictures and stills.
All I wanted was people to believe me.
Well, you know what? We believe you here at Searching for Bigfoot. And I'm sure my crew and my people around the globe that have their ears on right now and they're listening to your story. I mean, this is a pretty incredible story, Jody. And
no one knows that feeling when you're standing face to face, knowing you're cornered, you ain't got nowhere to run, and knowing there's more than one up there. And you thought that was it. You know, really, I was going to die that night. Me and Jane and my little nephew, Thomas, he was in the shower. And I'm glad he didn't get to see that. But I thought, this is it. You know, we were so close to each other. I'm just a couple feet from each other.
Wow. Listen, I share in what you've gone through. I experience what you have also. But you know what? Sometimes it's good to talk about it, Jody. I'm glad that you could air it out here on my show. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. As you know, I'm going to be hearing from my son. If I'm that far back east, I just may stop a day and come by and see you and Jane, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. And really, if Matt's listening, I want my tapes back. And I'm tired of him using other people to get his book written or whatever. Their way and using these people living off their fears. Shame on him.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. If he's out there, and I'm sure somebody will get a hold of him and let them get a copy of this thing. Matt, if you're out there, why don't you show some decency and return this stuff back to this woman or try to make it right with her, would you? I've never met you. I don't even know what you look like. But I know that you bad-mouthed me pretty damn good. But that's okay. You need to do that because you're a loser anyway. And that's a good thing. And you can tell the world I said that, too. And anytime you want to go out in the field and match my wits with yours, let me know. And we'll see how far you'll get. But when you prey on defenseless women, I think it's a damn shame. Jody, stay strong, honey. God bless you. And I'll be in touch with you.
Okay, thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Jody back there on the East Coast, and you just heard her. Hopefully, maybe somebody will do the right thing and step back up to the plate and take care of the wrongs that have been written. Without any further ado, because we're getting late, we always do this on the show, I want to get out there and talk to my other boy out in Pennsylvania. Kenny, you out there?
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
How you doing, son? Good to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you. Nice to hear you.
Yeah, good. Jim Jurgensen, if you're out there listening, Jim called me recently, and he's been out on a couple of expeditions with us. Great kid. His wife's having a baby. Congrats, Jimmy. I forgot all about you, but I just thought about it now, and we got you now. Kenny, we got a new picture, several, there's a ton of them, of the genitalia of a male Bigfoot, a female holding its young, and it's being studied as we talk right now.
Great.
So I'm going to tell you this. I can't wait. I'm not going to make no hoo-ha-las about the whole damn thing. But I'll get to let everybody know what's going on when people call. When they call me from the photo place, and if we got the real ding, and at that point in time is when I'm going to blast it out to the world. But I'll tell you what. You heard my TJ, my son. If that thing is out there, I'm back on the road Friday or Saturday, and I'm out there with them, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I wanted you to come on, and I'll tell you the reason why, son. I remember your hopes were so high. Our hopes were so high. We went out there, made a trip. We had the news people. We had the media out there, the whole nine yards. We all saw it. They saw it. They even said it on the clip. But we were men enough to say, hey, look, this is what the analysis was, and we let the experts do their thing, and we stand by it. I'm hoping, I am totally hoping, that the stuff now, it's real, and it's not something else like a leaf like they thought with yours. And I'll tell you what, everybody in our corner said that was bullshit, it was no leaf, but you know what? When you're the expert, we got to go by what the experts say. But you know what you heard, you know what you saw, and we know the evidence, don't we?
Yeah. There's actually a lot of new evidence up there. Janine and I have been going up quite frequently. We've heard some tree knocking. We had a large vocalization on Saturday, very loud. There's actually a new nest that was built up there. The one that was previously up there was gone, just disappeared. There was no sticks, no logs, nothing. The whole thing disappeared. So looks like there's new movement up there. We have a trail cam set up there now, and we keep going up two or three times a week and see if we can find something new. I'm hoping to get a little bit better video. A little bit better. Something.
And you know what? Persevere, son, because that's the only way it'll happen is people like you that'll make this thing really come to an end. Listen, I love you. Thanks for taking the time. Stick up. We've got two more people on the show. It's getting exciting, each and every story. I love you, man. Say hello to Janine.
I will. Love you. God bless.
Take care. Yeah, that was Kenny in PA. Boy, he's become just like one of my boys. He's just a stand-up guy. He's married to a lovely gal, Janine. Without any further ado, is Alex out there?
Yes, Alex is here.
I sure am, Pop. How's it going?
How are you?
Ah, doing good. What a show.
Huh? Is this off the chain or what tonight, man? I got to tell you something. I mean, between Trisha, between TJ, between Jody, Kenny, oh my gosh. I mean, there's shit happening all over the place. I'll tell you what, son. If I leave on Saturday, I hope you got 4 days off because I'm assembling the finest of the finest. I'll tell you what, Chuck Creel, he's coming. He's going to get Greg. We got Rob Price coming out. Maybe Greg will come out. Maybe Jan Allen. Maybe he'll come with us. Maybe you and the boys from AZ will come out. Hey, man, we'll have a caravan out there quicker than hell. Let me tell you something. As you know, TJ don't call me on bullshit.
Oh, no. If we hear from TJ, we know it's the real deal, right?
You bet. You bet. And let me tell you something. From the old man to get up and to go, you've really sparked my interest. So I'll tell you straight up right now. My son says to me tomorrow or Friday morning, Dad, we've got movement and it's real. You know where the hell I'll be.
Oh, you'll be right on a plane right out there, I bet, within minutes.
Well, listen, if I do travel by four wheels, you know, I'll just stop right there through going down 40 and pick your ass up. So you let me know if you can get off.
All right. That'll work. I'll let you know.
And I'll tell you what, the media is waiting for Tom Biscardi to be out on the road.
Have the cameras there and everything, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, yeah. They'll come out in droves this time. I'll guarantee you, because there's no way. And I'll tell you, I don't think Jody's too far from where my son is, so we'll just make stop by to see her too.
You got a doubleheader. You got all the boys from the southeast that can drive right up.
They're only 9 hours away. Those boys, Chuck Creel and Rob Price, they're 9 hours from Middlesboro. So, you know, and Jan Allen, he can come in there earlier. Jan, if you're out there listening to me, I know you're in the room. call into the show right now. I want you on the show. I want to talk to you. Jan Allen, you've got your ears on. Saying, come on in. I want to talk to you. This, I'll tell you what, this will be incredible. We'll have this will be like the big hunt that we had out in Paris, Texas. And I'll tell you what, this will be huge. And maybe we may get lucky.
Well, you never know what you're going to see in a location like that with all the caves, water, trees. You got TJ out there scoping it out. So if he sees something worthwhile and you go out there, I mean, you'll have a really, really good high percentage chance of seeing something good. It'll be pretty exciting.
Oh, hey, hell yeah. I'll guarantee you. But I'll tell you what, I don't like its chances if I come out now, because it knows that I'm there to grab its ass.
Just going to hold it by the tail?
You watch and see. You were out with me before, okay? You were out with me in the brush before. I don't take no in. I don't take. I'm right there. I'm not taking no prisoners, guys. I'm out there to do one thing. It's to bring this thing back.
Well, that's the only
reason. Our job.
That's the only reason to go out there, Pop. That's what you got me doing.
That's it.
What we're all
okay.
Doing.
Tired of the bullshit. I'm tired of the garbage, okay? All I want is the real people. You guys want to go? Forget about the bullshit. My son calls. I'm on my way. You're all welcome. Those of you who are within, you got your ears on and hear my voice. You heard me tonight. You know where I'm going to be going. If it's valid, if it's true, it's the real deal. The Bigfoot hunter is coming out of his lair, and he's getting there. You want to be a part of history, possibly? Well, then that's what you do. You come out and see. You want to see how I am out in the field, out in the brush? Come on. Y'all got big mouths out there? You know how to bash people. Let's see how good you are on the field. That's what I want to see. That's what I want to see. If you're a big star, you're a Bigfoot hunter, you're a researcher, get your ass off the damn computer. Come on out. Let's see if you've got the stuff that makes a real Bigfoot hunter. I challenge you.
Most of them don't.
The ones are. They've been out with me. They know who they are. Steve Dismore, if you're out there, you got your ears on, call me. You're invited. I want you out there with us. Talk to me, Alex. What's been happening, son?
Oh, it's hot in Arizona. Mitch just posted a topo map of, like 11, 12 sightings. Just in the area that I was in last week, on the res, just on the other side of the res, in the actual forest and the reservation land. So 11 sightings, 12 sightings right in that same general area, and that's not counting the sightings and reports we got from AK. Now, this is up in the Mount Baldy, Christmas Tree Lake, and you know the reports we got from AK about Christmas Tree Lake. I think you've even been there, correct?
Been there, done that. You bet.
Yep.
Jan is on there, Tom.
Jan's on? You on there, Tom?
You got 4 minutes. Jan is on.
All right, Jan, you there?
I'm here, buddy.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm excited, Jan. I'm excited to beat hell.
I am, too. I tell you what, I'm getting with Chuck as soon as the show ends, and I'm going to see if we can hook up.
Okay, well, you know, it's better to be ready than not, because as soon as I hear from my boy, we're on the way. And you know what?
Sounds,
I want you to be a part of us, Jan.
Sounds like a plan. Looking forward to it.
Okay, well, you know, we always wanted to meet each other. Now the real Bigfoot hunters will be there, won't we?
Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure that you had your ears on tonight and that we can count on your support, you and your boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to work on it. Like I said, I'll get in touch with Chuck as soon as the show is over.
Fantastic, because I know I already got Rob, I got Chuck, and I think Greg's going to come, and we're going to find out Alex here, if he can get off, he's going to come, and then maybe Bruce. I'd love to have Bruce with us, too. Maybe he can hook up with us coming down 40. And by the way, say hello to your girlfriend there, Bruce. I noticed that you sent an email to me. But I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I haven't been excited in a long time, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready, because the Bigfoot hunter's getting ready to roll down that road. And you know what happens when he rolls down the road. There's action. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen. I'm telling you. My boy gives me the okay, the green light. Look out. Look out, Kentucky, because I'm coming. And look out, all you flakes. We'll find out if you people got any balls. And I invite you all. That's the kind of guy I am, Jan. You know that?
1 minute,
yes,
Tom.
Sir.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, Marco. Alex, call me after the show, son. Jan,
all right.
Look forward to hooking up with you. You hear?
Okay, buddy. We're going to do our best.
We'll make this happen, bud. We'll make it happen. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries, find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints out in ball club.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
sunlight. And everything else, they just were too realistic.
And
this could be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody turned
around.
The hand
was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot.
Bigfoot
lives. Bigfoot lives. A movie.
Yes, right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monster, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. What brought them together?